AP update. I'm Ed Donahue. Today in Afghanistan, in Jalalabad, people were rushing to help the wounded from a suicide bomb attack at a bank. The AP's Lynn O'Donnell reports at least 35 people were killed, and the Afghan president says the attack was carried out by the Islamic State group.
What we've seen in recent days has been enough to really shake up the government, and Mr. Ghani in particular, to recognize that this is a real threat and that on the ground across Afghanistan, they don't only have the Taliban, now they've probably got Islamic State. And having Islamic State and Taliban at the same time will probably mean that those two insurgent groups will start fighting each other as well as the government.
Afghanistan's president warned before the Islamic State group was starting to establish a presence in his country. While nowhere near as powerful as the Taliban, the Islamic State group's ability to strike at will marks a new threat for the country to contend with. AP update, I'm Ed Donahue.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.